Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Describe the book itself. If you give me some, I know this is probably not fair, but a brief synopsis.
Okay, yeah, I've had to learn to try to take a very kind of complicated thing. The short version of it is it's satire, and it's about the governor of Michigan getting caught up in a bizarre conspiracy involving a strange, highly contagious virus, and members of a West Michigan branch of the Michigan militia get involved in the zaniness, and they get caught up in a conspiracy to invade Wisconsin over stolen cheese recipes.
Forgive me, but like I'm hearing this, and certainly right now, everything that's, well, I shouldn't say everything, but some of this stuff is horrifying. But in when you did this, this is funny, right? This is satire.
Yeah, the thing about this book is it is obviously satire, and satire obviously it has a serious point to make usually, but the book itself is intended to be funny. And it's, in fact, everybody who's reviewed it has talked about how funny it is. So, yes, the goal was to be funny. And recent circumstances made it take a little bit of a serious turn.
So what's that been like? And we'll talk more about the specifics, but what's that been like for you? I mean, did any of this stuff cross your mind as a possibility? And I'm not talking about, obviously, the specific things about which you wrote, but... did any of it cross your mind at the time as being somewhat plausible? And again, what's happened and what you wrote about aren't exactly the same thing, but I can't imagine you could have predicted the intersection that's happened over the last, going back to the beginning of the pandemic and then, you know, over the last month or so.
No, the thing is, when I wrote the book, one of the things you do when you're a writer is you're trying, especially with satire, to sort of, you're pointing something out. You're mocking a trend or a type of individual or things like that. And my goal with the book, of course, was to poke fun in a very absurd way at the growing right-wing conspiracy theories and the militia movement in Michigan that, you know, I'm born and raised here, lived my whole life in Southwest and West Michigan. And I was obviously channeling kind of what I know. It's the old writing axiom, write what you know. And I've been around the people that are in the book, and I've been around them my whole life. And so I was sort of, you know, in parodying that, I was hoping to make a point about gun culture and the militia movement and the absurdity of the conspiracy theories that go on, never intending, of course, that life would start to imitate art.
What's that been like? You know, because a lot of times we talk about satire, and satire is supposed to be, I don't want to say funny, because it can be funny, but sometimes it's not, right? I think about what happened in France with Charlie Hebdo and that cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad, right? That none of that was funny, but it was satire. It was done for a reason, to point out things. And I wonder if not maybe that you could see it coming, but I wonder, based on like your past experience and the reason you wrote the book, if you're maybe not as surprised as maybe the average person that was, as far as what's happened. Again, not so much with the coronavirus, but with the militia.
Yeah, you'd be accurate in saying that I'm not surprised because, as I told a friend, one of the things I got out of the experience of the story coming out about the governor, the real governor, was that I realized I'd actually nailed it, that the people I was talking about and the kind of thinking I was talking about and making fun of and in a very absurd way, that those people are real. And I've been around them, like I said, my whole life. So I kind of knew that they were capable of something like this, never thinking, of course, that it would happen.
I grew up here in Michigan, too, and I was talking to a friend of mine who is not from here, who does not live here, and he said to me, this is, you know, right when the whole story broke with the FBI, and he said, you know, what's up with these militias in Michigan? And I told him, growing up here on, I'm from Metro Detroit, growing up here on the east side, I remember what happened in 1995 in Oklahoma City, and those men came from Deckerville up in the Thumb. And, you know, the Michigan militia is not new to those of us that have lived here. And so now they're seeing something that we've been seeing for a long time. And so I want to know what you wanted people to take away from, especially people that maybe aren't from here, that would be surprised by what they've seen. Because you're not surprised, like I said.
No, I'm not. And what I was hoping to have them take away was the idea that, first of all, gun culture is a very dangerous culture, a very dangerous culture. In addition to that, when you throw in conspiracy theories that are getting increasingly absurd, and as the QAnon phenomenon has shown, those are dangerous as well. And in Michigan, we have a unique culture in that there's this sort of conservative, very conservative political outlook for a lot of people. And that mixes with a very outdoorsy, gun-loving element that has its positives with hunters. But it's also a place where the conservative thinking and the paranoia caused by the conspiracy theories sort of mix. And that's a volatile mix. And then winter sets in and we see young men especially becoming disenfranchised with the system and having a lot of time on their hands to think about it. And I just think that's a unique and volatile atmosphere for the spread of this kind of thing. And that's why I wasn't surprised when it happened. As I pointed out on social media at one point was, don't say I didn't warn you. And I don't mean that to be flip, but I did. I wasn't surprised.
And one more for you, because you wrote the book, and obviously you have a keen sense of satire. And, you know, for the last several years, you can point to whatever source you'd like. Certainly part of it right now is the coronavirus. But, like, do you, because part of what you've written about has come true, do you feel like we're living in a world that's a little more satirical than it should be?
That's a good question. It is an awful time and a wonderful time to write satire, because on one side, when I was writing this book, I kept thinking I was pushing the satire too far and was getting too absurd. And it turned out I wasn't absurd enough. And now I'm actually working on a sequel, and I keep trying to find that line of where's reality and where's satire. And I believe we're living satire. And it's a dangerous thing to be living, because we can't agree on what reality is right now and what truth is. And that's kind of scary.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly kind of, you took the words, and you're a writer, obviously made them better than my original, was that we, I mean, I think about Kellyanne Conway and alternative facts, and it's like, that's not really a thing. Either it's 2 and 2 is 4, and there is no other option. But again, we live in this world where there's a large group of people that'll tell you 2 and 2 is not 4, and they'll explain to you why it's 5.
Exactly. And the characters in this book, there are places where that's what I was trying to get to. I didn't know I'd get to it quite as apparently as well as I did, but that was the point, and it continues to be the point of this kind of material, which is I don't want to inspire or incite anybody to think the way these guys do in the book. but they already are out there thinking that way. And that's what scares me. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.